people, I'm gonna keep this brief. I'm gonna keep this as brief as I can because I remember when the teaser came out for this movie, I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? You know, the poster looks interesting. I have a lot of questions that were raised from this poster, but then I remember watching that teaser. I did nothing but laugh my ass off, man. I laughed so hard. There was one night where I think I came back from, you know, hanging out with some friends or some shit. And when I watched this trailer, I was pretty fucked up and I got way more laughs out of it because I had to ask myself the question, what the fuck are these girls doing up there? What is anybody doing up that high in the air? Now, me personally, in regards to this trailer and the content of this trailer and this film overall, I'm terrified of heights, man. That's one thing I'm pretty sure I've said this in one of the episodes, you know, however many episodes I've done. Big shouts out to y'all for tuning into these episodes, but heights are just not my thing, man. I'm cool on the ground. I'm cool where I'm at. I'm not an adrenaline junkie. I'm not. So I know people love parasailing and skydiving and hang gliding and slip and slide it and all of that type of shit. I'm good. I like gravity to exist where I'm at. I like logic to exist where I'm at. But if we're going to talk about logic, we can't talk about this fucking movie. People, Fall has released its official trailer. Now, like I said, they released a teaser for this and I did nothing but laugh. I laughed and I was very confused when I saw it. But the fact that they released the teaser was enough. The fact that they released an actual trailer for this, which is 2 minutes and 38 seconds long, what's the point? I already know what I'm getting into with this movie. I'm going into this movie for straight up laughs because it's irrational. There's no reason for anybody to be 17,000 million trillion feet up in the air. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. There's no help. There's no logic. But here we are. Now, let me read the premise for this movie on IMDb. They don't really give you much. They just say best friends Becky and Hunter find themselves at the top of a 2,000-foot radio tower. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think I read on Wikipedia that somebody wants to spread the ashes of her dead boyfriend, and that was his wishes to have it at the radio tower, you know, spread at the top of the radio tower. Let me tell y'all something, man. Ladies, men, anybody, you know, if your spouse, whoever the fuck they may be, you know, congratulations to y'all for sticking it out. But, you know, should they so happen to pass away, of course, it's a bad thing. But if that's in their will, then God just gonna have to forgive me because I'm not doing all of that. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going up to the top of nobody's fucking 2,000-foot radio tower. I'm not spreading nothing that high up in the air. I'm good on the ground to honor you motherfuckers out here. I'm not doing that. I don't give a damn who it is. Now, the interesting thing about this movie, I'm going to get to the cast in a second. That was the interesting thing. But this director, Scott Mann, who is a director and assistant director. Let's see. Heist. The Tournament. Hold up. Let me click on this real quick, y'all. I think The Tournament was that movie with, Ving Rhames. You know, this was, if you guys have never seen it, it gives me vibes of like Smoking Aces, the upcoming movie Bullet Train. Things like that. The Tournament has Ving Rhames, Robert Carlyle from 28 Weeks Later, Kelly Hu, who was in, she was Eva in Friday 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, and she also was Deathstrike in X2, and she was in The Scorpion King. You've got Ian Somerhalder, who was in The Vampire Diaries. You've got Liam Cunningham. You've got Sebastian Falcon in there, who was the guy who does the, you know, the crazy parkour chase sequence in Casino Royale with Daniel Craig. It was a good sequence. But you know, if you haven't watched The Tournament, go watch The Tournament. But Scott Mann, I didn't know he was behind that. So obviously this guy has a knack for, you know, things that are just so completely not out of the ordinary, but just over the top, is, you know, for lack of a better term. And that's exactly what you get in that teaser trailer. So I don't know what the fuck we're going to get in this. I didn't see the reason for them to have a trailer after the teaser. But here we've got, I'm looking at the cast here, Grace Caroline Curry. She looks familiar. You've got Virginia Gardner. I have no idea, based on that, you know, that small teaser trailer, that was the girl who played Vicky from Halloween 2018. I liked her character a lot. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in this movie. No need to even get into who the fuck that dude is. Mason Gooding, who played, what was his name? Chad. He was one of the twins in Scream 2022. I liked him a lot. Julia Pace Mitchell and Jasper Cole. I don't really have a clue who those actors are and that actress are. But Well, listen, people, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get here. I know it's going to be completely over the top, and I'm ready for it. So, shout out to Movie Clips Trailers for dropping this 3 hours ago. Like I said, this trailer is 2 minutes and 38 seconds long, people. So, without further ado, let's jump into this trailer reaction for Fall, the official trailer number one. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Of course, we get a Dairy Queen ad here that you cannot skip through. I'm telling y'all, these ads are going to take over, man. By the time these ads are over, people aren't going to want to watch the fucking trailers or movies. I'm sick of this shit, man. Okay, we get it. All right, let's go. Let's go. Yup, I knew it. They adrenaline junkies. They mountain climbing. Nope. Ooh! Oh, shit. They get the black boy out the way first. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's the dad. Okay. I like it.
Come here.
Come here. Your boyfriend died. Let's go climb this fucking tall ass tower. First of all, Mason Gooding had no business rock climbing as a black man to begin with. She's having nightmares about his death.
Let's climb your stupid tower.
Okay, let's face your fear of heights. Because your boyfriend just died due to the same thing. No, fuck that.
I was really ripped.
Irrational. Fuck that tower. That's the biggest tower I've ever seen in my life. From the producers of 47 Meters Down, of course. Mm-mm. I'm telling y'all, halfway up that tower, I'd have passed the fuck out.
You're doing great.
Ooh, and the bolts are loose. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, my anxiety is kicking in. Ooh.
What was that?
Mm-mm. 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 Nope. No. And she had the gall, the audacity to pull her friend down with her. So you won't get us both killed, huh?
I don't have a signal.
Of course not. You're in fucking heaven.
Out there at the back.
We have 50 feet of rope. I think I can drop myself lower. Okay, I'm gonna jump off.
Ain't no fucking way, y'all. Oh.
Every hour that passes, the weaker.
There's no way.
Anyone call 911? We'd be here by now.
Oh, they're up there for a good while.
Is it that Dan used to say, if you're scared of dying, don't be afraid to live.
Yo, listen, rated PG-13. All right, hold up, man. Let me tell y'all something. What's this? What's this director's name again? Hold on, people. Let me go back for 2 seconds, people. Give me 2 seconds. That's all I need. This director, Scott, man. This motherfucker's out of his mind, man. Okay. Had this movie been something completely different prior to them going to that tower, I would have bought into it. But, okay, first thing that's wrong. Mason Gooding, I don't know if he's biracial. He looks like he could be biracial, either that or he's just light-skinned. I'm not trying to be mean here, people. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just saying, he looks like he could possibly be biracial. Him and the girl that played his twin sister in Scream, Jasmine Savoy Brown. Big shout-out to her. They did an amazing job in that movie. But as a black man, there's no way that I'm going to fuck up there and mountain climbing. I don't know what that shit was that flew out of that hole and scared him to the point where he fell and like was just hanging by a thread, but then he fell again and he died. Pretty sure it was a closed casket. Now, his girlfriend, I could understand the nightmares. They cut to her at the bar drinking. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays her father, comes up to her and he's like, you know, I want you to be okay. And if anybody fucks with you, it's PP Pants City or whatever the fuck Negan said when he was playing Negan. I get it. I understand all of that. However, for Virginia Gardner, her best friend, to gas her up, like, listen, your boyfriend died, get over it. You're never going to get over your fear if you don't climb up this, you know, this tower with me. It's like, fuck you, first and foremost. She was a way better character in Halloween 2018, even though she did the, you know, cliche slip and fall damsel in distress thing in a slasher movie. That was so fucking dumb. But She's a piece of shit character here, in my opinion, because why? There's no way. First of all, you're no friend to me if you tell me what she told her friend. You know, just, you know, you're never going to get over it unless you overcome your, like, no. Well, I'll just never overcome my fear of heights. I'll never mountain climb. I'll never get that high up again. And that, like, this is where the irrational shit comes in for me. I know you have to have a, you have to have a segue into this plot device, into this 2,000 foot tower. I get it. But it's not realistic for me. It's not realistic for the character. But you know what? It's funny as fuck. And this movie is going to be pure comedy. And it's funny that they said from the producers of 47 Meters Down, because I think last month or so, maybe a month or two ago, I finally sat down and watched 47 Meters Down Uncaged. Now, I don't know if the same producers had anything to do with that movie, but it's another irrational situation where characters just constantly do stupid shit and they shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place. Ain't no way, man. I'm sorry, man. There's no way. These motherfuckers is high enough to... I don't even know. Couldn't even think of nothing. But you know what? Let's watch it one more again. Mm-mm. Motherfucker was better off getting killed by Ghostface than falling off a mountain. And was that his remains? That they sent in a box?
Come here. It's coming up on a year. I have something that's planned, and I need a partner in crime. The B67 TV tower.
I haven't climbed since...
Becky, if you don't confront your fears, you are always going to be afraid.
Fuck that! I have something that's planned, and I need a partner for this suicide mission. Fuck you! Listen, people, anybody that's your, that claims to be your friend that says, I got a plan and I need a partner to climb this tower, stop being friends with them and block them on all social media platforms immediately.
This is sick.
Damn it, Hunter, what are you getting us into?
I'm telling y'all, man, those types of adrenaline junkies, like, something, it's like a chemical imbalance or something. Something's wrong with them. Then the ball, that's straight up Final Destination shit. The bolts are coming out of this drone.
Hey, trust me.
Trust me.
Who was that?
Ooh, that shot right there where that part of the ladder is falling backwards slowly. God damn. August 12th. I'm telling you, this movie, if you go see this in IMAX, it'll probably be worth it.
We have 50 feet of rope.
I think I can drop myself lower. Okay, I'm gonna jump onto the bag. Hunter, no! Hunter!
Ooh. Oh my god.
The hour that passes, the weaker we get. If anyone called 911, they'd be here by now.
Am I calling 911? Like, imagine it.
God damn.
Imagine the dispatcher like, wait, you calling me because these two girls decided to climb this shit themselves? Listen, people, if there's one thing I'll give this director, I'll give him this. If he was to direct a Final Destination, maybe short film or some type of like Final Destination type of scenario film, I'd buy that. But this is irrational. It's irrational, people. Like, I can't think of any other fucking word to use. These characters, I'm sorry, man, and I said this when I did the little Instagram video of me cracking the fuck up laughing at that teaser trailer, because they literally zoomed upward from the ground up and showed how high that tower was in the air. And one of the things I said was that these characters deserve everything that's about to happen to them. I'm sorry, man. A lot of people say the same thing about slasher movies, and you know, a lot of them don't get a lot of flack for it. I hope I don't, but these characters deserve. And it's hard to see Virginia Gardner be so fucking stupid. I like her. I like her character a lot. Now, this one actress, hold up, really quickly. Let's see what this one actress is from before we wrap this shit up, because there's not really too much I can say about this. It's self-explanatory. Grace Caroline Curry. Let's see what else she was in. Oh, she was in Shazam. Okay, she was in Shazam. She was Mary. She was in Annabelle Creation. Looks like Shazam is the only thing I fucking remember her from. But I knew she looked familiar. But for Virginia Gardner to be such a likable character that got killed in such a, I mean, an off-screen brutal way, if anything, it's really hard to see her make a transition into a character like that. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I already know this is one of those situations where Jeffrey Dean Morgan is coming to get his check. He's going to put a lot into, not a lot, but he's going to do what he has to do in this role. He's going to do whatever is required of him and then some. Because it's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. The guy's a class act, and I like him outside of the character Negan. I even liked him in the movie Rampage, where he just couldn't resist that Negan lean in that movie either. But it's good to see him in this film play the fatherly, you know, role. Mason Gooding, obviously, he's going to be the opening kill, so this nigga might as well be in a fucking Scream movie, which only leads me to believe that if he falls off of a fucking cliff in this as a black guy, I almost said skydiving, but rock climbing, mountain climbing, if you die like that in this movie, you're getting iced in Scream 6. I already know. Now, hopefully, Jasmine Savoy Brown, a.k.a. Mindy, lives in that movie. I don't know. Another two cast members, I have no fucking clue who they are, but... Scott, man, if there's one thing I hope comes out of this movie, I hope it is very, you know, and I don't, as somebody who has bad anxiety, I don't want to say this to trigger, like, to purposely trigger people's anxiety, but I hope this movie just has that type of effect on people. The same way that Skyscraper did, the same way that The Walk did. I'm hoping that this is one of those movies where people are like, oh my God, when I went to see it, it was more of an experience, it was more of an event than it was a film. Because this movie is just strictly spectacle. That's all it is. It's strictly spectacle, and you're going for one reason. You're going to see these dumbass girls climb this fucking 2,000-foot tower, and you're going to see them, you know, hang on by a thread every chance they can get. You're going to see them think of any type of strategy they can. It's almost like if you can compare it to something that's more groundbound, but in the ocean for the most part, The Shallows. You want to see this girl escape, but you know she can't escape because of this shark that's swimming around and the ocean around her and stuff like that. So you want to see her get crafty. You want to see the intelligence of the characters. You want to see the survival tactics of these characters. And you ultimately do want them to survive. But honestly, I stick to what I said, man. If these girls survive, then they do. But honestly, they deserve everything the fuck that's coming to them. Because they shouldn't have been up there in the first place. It's too goddamn high up in the sky. I don't know. Like, there are video game boards that are built for this type of shit. This isn't... Nah. I feel like it's 2022, and you know what? As dumb as the concept is, I still want to see it. I want to see it, but this is definitely a drunk viewing. This is nothing I would ever go see in the theater. This is something I would want to see with, you know, it's got to be me and another person or me and a bunch of people, and we're all fucked up. That's the only way to watch and enjoy this movie, man, but... You know, we'll see, people. I still want to see it. It'll be a good, you know, turn my brain off and watch it for the spectacle type of thing. But, you know, y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Anchor. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Horror Virus. And last, but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there, man. I feel like I fumbled over my words a little bit. I did want to do a trailer reaction for, there's a movie that actually came out with Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg, and it's called Day Shift. And I, you know, somebody made a comparison to say it's a vampire movie with these two, but it's John Wick type of action. I don't think so. Not really going to do a trailer reaction for that one. I'll probably watch it and maybe do, you know, like a green screen TikTok short review for what I thought of the trailer. Things like that. You know, there's movie news about, you know, Martin Lawrence is saying that they're going to continue on with Bad Boys 4 and, you know, the Will Smith Oscar slap, which I actually did an episode on. You know, y'all can check that out if y'all want. I'm over the whole conversation about that situation. I just talked about it that day because that was how I was feeling at the time. But they said, you know, due to the Oscar slap, they weren't going to stop anything that was going on with Bad Boys 4 to continuing on with that. That won't be necessarily an episode. That'll be another, like, green screen type of how I feel about it type of thing. And in other news, John Carpenter, you know, somebody asked him, could he spare any details about the reboot for the thing that he's got going on with Blumhouse. And honestly, I've got some thoughts about that. I'm not super duper excited about it, but I'm more so curious to see what Blumhouse is going to do, because I feel like Blumhouse is they're beginning to bite more often they can chew. You know, they did a direct sequel to Halloween 1978, and they made a trilogy out of that. They've got Ellen Burstyn back for the Exorcist movie, and they're going to do a direct sequel to that, and they're going to make a trilogy out of that. You know, Jason Blum hinted at the fact that he wanted to pick up the Nightmare on Elm Street series and bring Robert Englund back. They hinted at that. And now for them to do a thing, The Thing movie, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I'm really nervous. I feel like Blumhouse isn't the type of studio that can afford a property like that, but we'll see what happens, man. There's a lot of movie news, and again, if you don't tune into the show that often, then there are little tidbits and shit I put on TikTok. There are little green screens, and there are little reviews and trailer reviews that I put up there. That's the closest I have to, like, I feel like a YouTube channel, because I know all of this is audio, and the TikTok page and the stuff I put on Instagram is the closest I'll get to the YouTube channel, because it's video. You know, I'll actually show my face and say my thoughts and stuff like that, or show videos and things like that. So there are a lot of different things to bounce around with here, people, this time around. But I feel like it's gearing more towards a YouTube channel every episode I do. And I know a lot of people want that out of me. There's a lot of listeners that have been like, you know, when are you going to get the visuals together? You know, people hear your voice, now they want to see your face and stuff like that. But I just want to make sure it's right. I want to make sure it's right, especially, coming back since May 12th and all of that type of stuff, and taking a little brief hiatus. I want to pace myself through everything. So we'll get there eventually, people. But y'all know the love and support y'all show me, I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.